So, did you remember your first gig you did where you actually got paid?
I started playing electric bass when I was about 13, and those were my first, played some jazz gigs and some Motown and used to rock, like all the stuff we did. So probably, I don't remember the first gig. It was probably sometime in high school.
Right. You have a lot of different bands. I notice you have a lot of different genres of bands that you work with.
That came out of just the love of music that I have. I mean, like I said, I played violin first. I didn't have private lessons until I went to college. I picked up electric bass when I was 13, and of course, at that time, it was the late 60s, so it was like Motown, and then the rock stuff, and jazz, and so I grew up listening in North Carolina to everything, to Christian hymns, to Motown, to Steppenwolf, to hillbilly music, to everything. So I love it all. And when I worked at Opryland, I had the opportunity to contract. When I was working at Opryland, the Opryland Hotel was built, and that opened up a whole door. In those days, if there was a meeting, they had live entertainment. Any kind of reception. They either had a solo piano player or fiddle banjo duo or some kind of trio, or they'd have a show or they'd have a band. And so I got into contracting all kinds of styles because I liked all the different kinds of music. And out of that grew the Craig Duncan Orchestra, the bluegrass band, the country band, the jazz band, all the different things that I do, string quartets, just because I took the attitude that in Nashville, there's so many great players in so many genres. If you find a gig, you can find the players to fill it.
Right.
So that's how that came about.
Very, very intelligent thinking. No doubt.
Yeah.
So, how many instruments do you actually play?
Professionally, I play violin slash fiddle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I play mandolin. I play hammered dulcimer. Those are my main recording instruments. I play electric bass on a lot of gigs. I play electric guitar and acoustic guitar, rhythm guitar. I play, some lap dulcimer, some auto harps, and just some other little toys, string steel. I play some enough keyboard to get myself in trouble. Some of the gigs, smaller gigs, I would never hire myself to play piano on a recording, but like in some of my smaller gigs, if we do a four-piece country band, I'll hire a bass player, guitar player, and a drummer, and I'll carry a fiddle and a keyboard, and generally play, hold the fiddle in the left hand, play right-hand keyboard. And that way, in the same song, you can be back and forth and create some different sounds. So, yeah, but those are basically the instruments.
So, of all these different genres that you work out of, is there any one that really is your favorite?
That's a hard question. I really like playing a lot of different kinds of music. I'd say, in general, I really enjoy roots music. If that makes
It
sense. So
does.
I like bluegrass. I like playing Celtic music. I like playing the older rock and roll stuff, the Motown stuff. I love Western swing. Almost about anything that's got a fiddle in it. I just did a had an opportunity to do a Greek gig, so I did a lot of research and got a bunch of Greek music together. I've been playing with a fellow from Colombia. The country Columbia and playing romantic Latin music. In fact, the last two books I wrote for Mel Bay are Latin violin solos.
Wow.
So I just like all kinds of music.
You've been in Nashville a long time. Is there any advice you'd give? A lot of people that read our magazine, the Nashville Music Guide, a lot of them have just come to town or have been here a little while, but they're trying to get established, get people to know they're a good player. You have any advice for anybody that's looking to get their name out there?
I really don't. I wish I did. I think this business, you almost have to constantly keep an eye out and go, what do I do that either fits this thing, or where can I create a need for what I do? And that's, society's changing. I mean, like I say, when I started booking all these bands, every convention had lots and lots of entertainment. Well, that doesn't happen anymore. So I'm going, okay, so what do I do differently today to keep it going? So to help new people, I mean, figure out what you do, do it well, and network. Other than that, I don't know.